Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Nikki. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I was trying to file a claim online and they gave me this number to call.
Yes, ma'am. You was calling to file a claim. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. I'd be more than happy to assist you with that. First, can I please have your social so I can be able to take a look at your account for you?
Okay, 419-418-977.
Yes, ma'am, that's 419-418-977. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you verify your name, your date of birth, and your mother's maiden name, please?
Conteria Westbrook, July 10th, 1993. And what else was it?
Your mother's maiden name?
Westbrook.
When was the last time you filed your weekly?
It's been a while. It's been a while. I really can't say.
Okay, you said it's been a while. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to ask you some questions. Have your name changed?
No, ma'am.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12th grade.
Do you have a driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you verify your driver's license state and the number?
Alabama 833-3666.
Do you want your benefits going direct deposit or to the benefits card?
Direct deposit.
Do you want that going to your checking or your savings?
Checking.
And what is your routing number?
062-00-0019.
That's 062-00-0019. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your account number?
Account number 0214-559536.
That's 0214-559536. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you verify your mailing address for me?
5417 Warrington Court, Mobile, Alabama, 36693.
Is your resident address different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am.
Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
Can you verify your telephone number for me?
251-303-0679.
And what is your email address?
It's my first and last name, Conteria Westbrook at yahoo.com.
Okay, that's going to be your first name, your last name at yahoo.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Your mailing address is 5417 Warrington Court, Mobile, Alabama, 36693. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which other foreign colleges have you attended? Is it Asheville, Buncombe Technical Community College? Is it South Fair College? Is it Faulkner State Community College? Is it Greenville College? Or is it none of the above?
Faulkner State.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? It's 1128 51st Street, Ensley. It's 303 Carmandolet Court. It's 396 Union Grove Road. It's 5311 Whisperwood Court. Or had never been associated with any of these addresses?
303 Carmandolet Court.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Which other foreign professional license have you ever held? It's a dental hygienist. It's an operating and recovery room. It's a pediatric pulmonary. It's a pharmacist, or it's a none of the above?
None available.
Okay, thank you. Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
Yes, ma'am.
Was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. When was the last day that you worked?
July 22nd of this year.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Has your phone number changed since the last time you filed? 251-30. Okay. Did you file for receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama where employed that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No, ma'am.
In other words, since Sunday, would you have been able to work if work had been available to you?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am, neither.
Okay, thank you. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Yes, ma'am. Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Do you attain work exclusively through a union hiring now?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
What is your job title and description?
I was a customer service representative.
Okay, you said you was a customer service representative?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. With your job description, were you interacting with the customers to provide information and respond to inquiries about products and services? Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes, ma'am. Anything right now.
Yes, ma'am. I do understand that completely. What is the name of your employer?
It was Global Payments.
You said Global Payments.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that going to be the name on your pay stub?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Let me go ahead and add your employer to it. What is your employer address?
It was based out of Columbia. I was working from home. I can try to pull it up. Hold on. I'm sorry. Oh,
did you want me to look it up for you?
If you can, I'm trying to see if I could pull up the email or something.
Yes, ma'am. And what city and state?
It was Columbus, Georgia.
Okay, thank you.
One T T Y I'm sorry, TSYS Way, 1T6 Way, Columbus, Georgia.
And what is the zip code?
31902.
Okay, and you said the address is 1TST Way.
It's 1TSYS Way. T6.
Okay, you said TYST.
It's TSYS.
Okay, let me get this right. Okay, and that's gonna be Way.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's gonna be in Columbus, Georgia, 31902. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. What is your employer phone number?
Oh, not that. I don't know.
I can look it up for you.
Yes, ma'am, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
You are more than welcome. See here. It look like it don't have the number on here. Let me just go back. Okay. See here. Okay, I don't see the number on here. Okay, I don't see the number on here.
If anything, you'll probably just give a 1-800 number. It's only giving me something for media inquiries and investor inquiries. That's it.
Yes, ma'am. I know. Okay, I think I do see a number. 706 area code. Okay, I think this is the one because it says something about Global Payments Incorporation in Columbus, Georgia. Is that going to be the one?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, here we go. Let me go ahead and try to put this number in right here. Okay. And what is your employment start date?
I started June 1st of this year.
When was the last day that you worked?
The 22nd of July.
What city and state the work was performed in?
I was home, Mobile, Alabama.
Okay, thank you. Did you receive any vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
While I was working, yes, ma'am, right for the 4th of July.
Did you receive it after your last day of work?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Have you applied for a pension, or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Is this your separate employer, your last employment?
Yes, ma'am.
Why are you no longer working?
Lack of child care. Time to get my baby in daycare.
Okay, you said lack of child care.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you voluntarily quit?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Have you been discharged?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Could you say that's a violation of company policy?
No.
Or absenteeing?
I'm sorry.
Could you say that's absenteeing or a violation of company policy?
I guess absent.
Yes, ma'am. What is the name and the title of the person who discharged you?
I think it's Teresa Miller.
Was she your manager, your supervisor?
Supervisor.
Okay, thank you. What was the date of your discharge?
That was the 22nd of July.
What was the final incident that caused your discharge?
I wasn't able to come in because I didn't have anyone to get my baby.
Okay, you said you wasn't able to come in because you didn't have anyone to take care of your baby.
Correct.
Or did you want me to put on here, you didn't have anyone to take care of your lack of, what it is, child care?
Lack of child care. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me go ahead and change that for you. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Did you commit the act your employer alleged?
I'm sorry.
Did you commit the act your employer alleged?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Any prior warning for same or similar act?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. What did you try to do to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
I tried to get a schedule training. But no one ever reached out.
Okay, you said you tried to get a schedule change, but no one had reached out.
No one reached out.
Yes,
I did try to talk to my manager about it, but she didn't discuss anything with me.
Did you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a pen and paper so you could be able to write down your temporary PIN number?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Your temporary PIN number is 7793.
Okay.
The following scratches and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements affected this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain active Career Center application for the duration of the unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into alabamaworks.alabama.gov/posting and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in interrupting your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claim use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification, either by telephone or internet, in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you chose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification, either by telephone or internet, or next week. An information bullet will be mailed to you. This bullet explains your rights and responsibility and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to file in question listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. And so you'll be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
So I would need to do the claim Sunday, starting Sunday.
Yes, ma'am.
Week,
you
right?
Yes, ma'am. Of this week.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Do you have any more questions for me?
No, ma'am. That's it.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you so much for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. You are more than welcome, and thank you so much for calling.
No problem.
Bye.